Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, Redemption part 2. Now, if you listen to the previous discourse, you know I ended that in a very bad place. But I want to keep these discourses brief. I ended the discourse by saying this: redemption, as Peter does, 1 Peter 1 verse 18, redemption is not accomplished by silver and gold or any precious thing or anything we can offer, anything we can do. We're not redeemed from our vain, foolish, empty way of life, our sins, our slavery, our bondage. We're not delivered from that by anything that we can offer, even the best of things that we can provide. That's the negative. But now I turn to the positive. Redemption part 2, 1 Peter 1 verse 19. How are we redeemed then? Surely, any unbeliever listening to me, you want to know how you can be right with God, delivered from the bondage and slavery of sin and death and condemnation and law and all the eternal consequences of rebellion against God. How can I be free of it, liberated, set free from slavery? And the answer is redemption, not with anything that we can do, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. That's the answer. Redemption by the blood of the perfect sacrifice, Christ. It's not by our silver or gold or anything we can offer or do. That's all out of the window. But positively, by blood sacrifice, that's the meaning of it. It's all pictured in the Old Covenant. It was all lambs and bulls and goats offered by priests. All a picture, all ineffective. Not one of it ever took away sin. But it's been realized, fulfilled, completed, rendered obsolete, all that. Why? Because Christ has come. And he, the Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, said John the Baptist. Here he is. He has come into the world. And it's by his perfect life, without blemish or defect, his obedience to God the Father in the law, and that life offered up as a blemishless, as a defectless, as a perfect lamb, a sacrifice, pictured in the Old Covenant, but now realized by the blood of Jesus Christ. We met this already, chapter 1 and verse 2. Believers have been brought to the sprinkled blood of Christ, obedience to him. And it's the precious blood. Precious to whom? To God himself. Precious to Christ, of course, his own blood. But precious above all here, I'm sure, to the believer. The sinless perfection, without blemish, no defect. The Lamb had to be perfect in the Old Covenant. This is the basis. This is the only redemption that there is. Unbeliever, hear it, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved. Brother and sister in Christ, this is our redemption. Now, this is how Roth, the hymn writer, wrote it, translated by John Wesley. Now I have found the ground wherein my anchor hope shall firm remain. The wounds of Jesus for my sin before the world's foundation slain. That takes us on into 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. Before the world's foundation slain, whose mercy shall unshaken stay when heaven and earth are fled away. O grace, thou bottomless abyss, my sins are swallowed up in thee. Covered is my unrighteousness. From condemnation I am free. For Jesus' blood through earth and skies, mercy, eternal mercy, Christ, Jesus, I know, has died for me. Here is my hope, my joy, my rest. Hither, when hell assails, I flee. I look into my Saviour's breast. Away, sad doubt and anxious fear, mercy and love are written there. Though waves and storms go o'er my head, though strength and health and friends be gone, though joys be withered all and dead, and every comfort be withdrawn, steadfast on this my soul relies, may it be so. Redeeming mercy, never dies. Fixed on this ground will I remain, though my heart fail and flesh decay. This anchor shall my soul sustain when earth's foundations melt away. Mercy's full power I then shall prove, loved with an everlasting love. Redemption Part 2, redeemed not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Oh, my friend, experience it. Call upon the name of the Lord now and be saved.